This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I think of Clint Eastwood, The Enforcer. I think, wasn't that one of his films, The Enforcer? Was that in the Dirty Harry series?
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about vaccine enforcers. Where's Go Ahead Make My Day? Might that be the next phase of this? Not wishing violence on anybody, but my gosh, the way they're visiting violence on innocent children and grandma and grandpa with their toxin-filled syringes, it's only a matter of time, perhaps. We'll talk about junk food sales rising. Where and why? Hippies. Hippies were right all along, and that'll build on the nerd discussion I had with my new friend Karma Singh from Germany of last hour. Super Don, did we survive that? Or are you like, going off to play Dungeons and Dragons now?
Well, I mean, when you belong to a group of people call themselves Merlins, I mean, you almost want to go, like, pick up your spell book and start figuring out how to, you know, turn somebody into a frog. No, I'm just kidding. But,
Transformation of energy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, that is heavy stuff. And, mm-hmm. Maybe not everybody can wrap their head around that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people find that stuff really super interesting. And this is something that, we're going to start incorporating some of these types of things into the show moving forward.
I'm very
because,
excited about that,
yes. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of an untapped area on this show especially.
Mm-hmm.
We'll expand our horizons.
For those of you who tune in to us on radio through our syndicator, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, we are continuing as ever on the Sunday show for those listening live.
That's right.
We are transitioning our weekday show Monday through Friday, which is syndicated by GCN as well, and there'll still be archives there, but you have archives on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and SoundCloud and UK Health Radio. And by the way, Super D, you got to figure out how, the UK Health Radio time frame is as well. And then, of course, YouTube, simulcasting on YouTube. But we're going to be transitioning to a video format, which will also have a radio stream for those that want to pick it up that way. And our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel, will be the primary delivery unless they come after us and censor us. And then we'll have a plan B or C or D. But stick with us by going to robertscottbell.com, signing up for email alerts there, and you will be in the know, plugged in. Our time frame right now, we're looking at Monday through Friday. Eastern time would be 3 to 5 in the afternoon, Pacific noon to 3, Monday through Friday in the afternoon. And anywhere in between Central and Mountain, you guys figure it out. But we'll get you the official announcements, and that'll be blasting out soon, as well as more giveaways. Another reason why you want to sign up for email alerts. We'll tell you how to enter contests to win, for instance, some CBD from our friends at Plus CBD Oil. Maybe I can talk to my friends at Better Way Health and we can give away, occasional bottle of beta-glucan. Wouldn't that be awesome? That stuff, I mean, this stuff's valuable, right? It's life-transforming stuff. It's empowering stuff. And I'm just honored that I can deliver this to you and help you see through some of the lies or a lot of the lies in the mainstream media, big pharma, big media, big government. The triumvirate, the evil triumvirate, and our founders in America knew of those dangers. Of course, they wanted a free press based on the First Amendment. Yet today in America, we see the American left, by and large, the collectivist left that have lost their minds in the universal mind of corruption and are calling for censorship. their last vestige of how do we save Big Pharma? And they're like, at the same time, and this was kind of like Super Don, that guy that tweeted out to Darla, you know, in the question when I asked Darla Shine, our friend, why is CNN so obsessed with our friend Darla Shine? And then this guy says, because she wants to kill babies. I'm like, this is the insanity coming from the lunatic fringe on the left. Although it might not be fully a left-right paradigm, I acknowledge, because as I engaged in a little Twitter storm back and forth with this guy, I ended, because he brought up Russian bots. I'm saying, you know, the only one Russian here is you and your communist leanings for collectivist injections, denying individual liberty, the right for self-determination. You're arguing for you are owned by government. Now, the people on the left are into that. I get it. But if there's a so-called skeptic bot that doesn't align with the political left, you better wake up, because you have been engulfed and devoured by a communist manifesto of ownership of all society, all means, all production, and all people by government. And that's why Big Pharma is set to lose, because in America, I believe, that's where we'll draw the line. Socialism? Yeah, I know most of the planks of the Communist Manifesto are already in various levels of action here in America. But by and large, in the DNA of the average or typical American, when they're confronted with ownership by government or the freedom to protect and choose your path in life, I think that there will be a majority of those ultimately that will choose freedom over tyranny. Super Don, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too much about my fellow Americans.
No, listen, it's very hard to try and navigate right now through how nutso everything has gotten over vaccines and vaccination and censorship and people being deplatformed and banned. I mean, I've never seen anything like this ever in my life, ever, about anything. Because when it comes to free speech, right?
Yeah.
Over the years, free speech comes up every once in a while when somebody tries to ban it. And I can remember years ago, people, you know, in the streets protesting over the fact that they were trying to ban something like flag burning, right? Oh, that's freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, every once in a while, some provocative artist would come along. And I remember there was this one thing where this guy took, like, a crucifix and he put it in a jar with urine. And it free speech.
What about Sinead O'Connor? Remember when she tore up a picture of the Pope?
Sure. Absolutely.
But what we got the Pope doing now.
She was on Saturday Night Live, I think it was when that happened.
Listen, freedom of speech, the First Amendment was written not to protect stuff you agree with. It was to protect the stuff of controversy, the things that would threaten the status quo. And, you know, you get to believe what you want to believe, but if you start suppressing other people's beliefs that differ with yours, it's only a matter of time before somebody takes over government that disagrees with your beliefs. So if you're willing to give the government the power of censorship over people you don't like, they're coming for you next, folks. Do you learn anything from history? You don't have to agree with people. That's not the point of the First Amendment. It's about protecting their right to communicate even things that are horrible. Now, you know, they say advocating violence or insurrection. I mean, there are things like that. But you see, this is where the political right sometimes loses it. Remember on the flag burning thing. We need to ban flag burning. That didn't come from the political left. So I acknowledge that, you know, it's not me going, oh, I just hate people on the left. That's not it. We're about fundamental principles. And there are times where we have to call out people from all sides of the political spectrum in this regard. And on this issue now, right now, the political left is primarily focusing on their attempts at censoring you. Now, the question is, how much violence and force are they willing to do? Even Paul Offit, the vaccine prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, said that the act of vaccination is a violent act against a child. He's acknowledged it, but it doesn't stop him from promoting it. So a serious question Mike Adams, the health ranger, asks on Natural News. Banned on YouTube, perhaps banned on Twitter, Facebook, who knows? But a serious question. When will the first, quote-unquote, vaccine enforcers be shot? Not by a syringe, but because the parents are defending their children against felony assault of forced vaccinations. This goes back on Friday, interestingly enough. I mentioned this, you know, when will they recognize how important the Second Amendment is to the protection of your life, your liberty, your property? And even Chris Barr, my buddy, not a doc on Friday's show, he brought it up completely, not planned, He remembered Michael Badnarik's famous statement when he became the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party in 2004. I was the only live media broadcast there at that event in Atlanta at the time. I remember at the Hyatt Regency, the Blue Dome thing you can't see now because there's so many tall buildings around it in Atlanta. And I said, Mr. Badnarik, we weren't friends yet. We had just met. What do you think about George Bush's attempts to mandate vaccines across the board, like the anthrax vaccine, et cetera, because of the bioterrorism scare? And he kind of thought for a moment and then didn't hesitate and said, you know what, Doc, you bring your syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. That's, of course, been one of the most famous taglines of Michael Badnarik over the years, and you can fill in the blanks on that. But it isn't Michael Badnarik saying, I want to shoot people. It's like recognizing that you have an unalienable right to defend your life and your children's life. And when you realize the end result, however unintentional you may think it is, could be death of your child, who wouldn't defend their children when they recognize and realize that? So I find this a fascinating discussion, intellectual discussion, and not one that people will say, oh, Robert Scott Bell and Michael Badnarik and Mike Adams are promoting violence. No, we're not. We're providing you a concept or context for defense of life. We're not the ones threatening you with violence. The pro-vaccine leftist sycophants, pharmaceutical minions, are threatening violence on us, on our children, through these mandates, through removing of the ability to exempt yourself, even though it should be an opt-in system. Now, to be fair, Colorado governor, who I believe is a Democrat, probably leans a lot more left, Jared Polis, said while he believes people should get vaccinated, he does not support government efforts to force parents to vaccinate their children. It's important, he says, that parents vaccinate their children, but you can't do that at the point of a gun. When the government tries to force parents to do this, it creates distrust in both vaccines and distrust in government. Well, I applaud you, Governor of Colorado, for acknowledging something that is something so basic that the mob left mentality doesn't get. Your calls for censorship, your calls for mandates, they're backfiring. And they're going to result in the demise of your precious little sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccines. So bring on the censorship calls. Bring on the calls for violence. I'm not thrilled about it, but I recognize that it's going to bring on the demise of the pro-vaccine cultists much more quickly than had they paid no attention to us, pretended we weren't here. Censorship? Yeah. Go ahead. Censor Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe on Amazon Prime Streaming. You want to send a message to Amazon? Yeah. Discontinue your membership. Do those things. Fine. But ultimately, like I said, their calls for censorship and violence will backfire upon them. And that's the article that we open today's hour with. Next, we go down into the deep south for a CBD cannabis update.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, your cure. Did I say that? I'm not asking permission from the FDA. Your cure for censorship on medical issues. The Robert Scott Bell Show. That's one of the things we do here. RobertScottBell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Again, transformation is happening beginning the 18th, a Monday in March. We're going to be transforming to an earlier time slot, and you'll be watching us still on YouTube and listening through other streaming technologies, and we'll let you know about that. But go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, and you'll be the first to know. So thank you all for being here. Please keep sharing the show. We do not have large pharmaceutically funded PR firms to let people know about it. But if you like what you're hearing, pay it forward. Help those folks to know that the power to heal is theirs as well. Even Super Don. In Alabama. Can you imagine? Even in Alabama? How is this possible?
Greenbow, Alabama!
All right, here we go.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back, we're tired! Unlike hoity-toity northeastern New York and Boston shows, we're not going to make fun of the South. We don't do that here. I'm a transplanted Southerner, and it's in my heart, the Deep South. But Alabama, let's just say it, a little behind on certain things. Okay? It's just different. It's slower. It gets there. And on the cannabis issue, yeah, the South has been lagging behind other states. Now, again, I know that some of our listeners are against, quote-unquote, smoking pot. It's not something that I do, but again, this concept of cannabis as being the devil's weed, it requires cognitive dissonance, because the devil's whatever are the stuff that's killing people. The toxic synthetic variants of those things, like Marinol. Suddenly you take marijuana and you synthesize it, and now you've got all kinds of side effects that don't happen from the actual plant. Now, whatever your belief is about the plant and its use, the freedom for scientists and doctors alike and laypersons alike to decide how to use plants, I believe that's a God-given right. and government doesn't have a role to play. As long as, again, you're not killing people with it, deceiving, fraudulently doing it, but this plant can be of great benefit, as we've talked about, even in the book Unlock the Power to Heal that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. We have a whole section at the end on cannabis cures, CBD, THC, and the other cannabinoids and terpenes, etc. But Alabama is a little slow, I understand, in this regard. The Alabama Department of Public Health has issued a warning about products labeled CBD cannabidiol. They say, this is according to State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris, products with the CBD label are untested, unregulated, potentially dangerous. Now, this to me, Super D, is just the same old, just fill in the dietary supplement blank. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter, because it's all about, oh, supplements are not tested, they're not regulated, they're
untested. Oh, yeah.
This is what he's saying. He's just picking out CBD at this point because Big Pharma owns and runs the FDA, and of course the stuff that is tested and regulated and, you know, on and on. The third leading cause of death. How many deaths due to CBD supplements in Alabama in the history of the world?
Yes.
Right?
Well, yeah. And what they're playing on here is, like you said, I mean, you just fill in the blank here. Now, there's some common sense here. And listen, I mean, this is what they, it's almost like a technicality where it's like, you know, be careful with, you know, anything that you buy. Mm-hmm. If you just go buy something, you don't care about where it came from, who made it, well, you don't read the label, you don't know anything about it. It doesn't matter what you buy. I mean, you know, every month they recall hundreds of thousands of tons of hamburger from Cargill, right? You know, and that's approved, USDA inspected, blah, 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 and they still, you know, recall that stuff. So in this case, if you go buy CBD from somebody who's selling to you out of their trunk, okay, maybe you're taking a chance there. You don't know anything about the product.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for anything. It doesn't matter. So in this case, he's like, oh, you need to be careful of what you consume, because when you buy a product over the counter, which is dumb. I mean, how much stuff can you buy over the counter? You can buy, you know, Prilosec over the counter.
Tylenol.
You know, yes, absolutely. You got to be careful to know what you're getting.
Yeah. Right.
No kidding, Sherlock. I appreciate
and if
the advice.
Approved by the FDA, isn't it more likely to kill you? Honestly. I mean, what out there is the third leading cause of death?
Right.
Right? And what's number one and two? Heart disease, cancer, neck and neck. And the vast majority, I would argue, of cancer and heart disease caused by what modern medical doctors do with FDA-approved, Fear and Death Administration-approved synthetic chemistry.
Know what you're buying, you know? Find something you can trust.
Here's what I'm buying, plus CBD oil. CBD,
right.
Yes, third-party validated and verified, and the U.S. Hemp Roundtable is, I think, that one of hempsupporter.com. They talk about validating this as well. Plus CBDOil.com, RSB15 gets you 15% off. And if you want to win another bottle, we're probably going to give another one of these away, but you got to go sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. All right, the hippies were right. About what? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Ripley, the SpaceX sensor-containing dummy aboard the Dragon spacecraft, has arrived and docked at the International Space Station. He was greeted by crew member Ann McLean.
On behalf of Ripley, Little Earth, myself, and our crew, welcome to the Crew Dragon. Congratulations to all of the teams who made yesterday's launch and today's docking a success.
This is now seen as the beginning of returning to manned flights from the United States to space. National Security Advisor John Bolton says that Venezuela and Cuba are good examples of why socialism doesn't work.
Especially on the political left in the hemisphere and around the world, now understand that the failed experiment of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro needs to end. So I'd like to see as broad a coalition as we can put together to replace Maduro, to replace the whole corrupt regime. That's what we're trying to do.
Bolton made his comments on CNN's State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. Feeling the good vibrations. The love. It's all energy, isn't it? Super Don, can we continue with this non-molecular reductionist discussion? Will it survive the onslaught of calls for censorship? Stay tuned March 18th when we launch our expanded edition, if we can call it that, long form of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday. Again, we're right here on GCN, and we shall be in continuity as long as we can on radio. Sundays. Thank you, all of us on Sundays, listening live. Yes. On GCN and all of our affiliates. Welcome to a new affiliate in Alamogordo, New Mexico. I don't have those call letters in
K-I-N-N. Kin.
Kin. Nice.
New Mexico.
Some of these are, I remember from back in the TRN days that we had, I want to be back on in Roswell, New Mexico, right? So we could talk aliens.
Right.
We used to be on there. And yep. I think we had a St. George, Utah. We got to reach out to these guys. Now we're focused on that. But in the meantime, again, we do 5 additional days. And you have to catch us by going to robertscottbell.com. Watch us on YouTube and archives all over the place. And I'm grateful for everybody being with us here on the show, as little or as much as you can be here and share this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. So the first hour, we had, a fascinating interview with Karma Singh. He's one of the writers for Bolin Report. And we got into quantum entanglement. And back in the 60s, you had this concept of hippies. Now, Super Don, you and I are children not of the hippie era, just after it, when we started growing up. Although, I had a pair of bell bottoms, right? We survived our young years in the era of disco, and we transitioned to hair metal, hair bands. And, but it's interesting about what was going on in the hippie time. Good vibrations, even Beach
Boys.
Well,
I will tell you, I actually was lucky enough. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, right?
Wow.
And in that area, I mean, that was like the epicenter of the hippie movement, right? Mm-hmm. And so I actually was able to go to San Francisco, which I did quite often just because it was a cool place to go and hang out.
Yeah.
And there's an area of San Francisco that is still called, it's not as nice as it used to be, called the Haight-Ashbury District.
Right. I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They still have, like, hippie stuff just because it's kind of like commercialized hippie stuff now.
Yeah. But back then, I mean, when, you know, we're talking about in the 80s, when I used to go over there and hang out, I actually got to get a little bit of a taste of what, at least, you know, what it was like, or maybe like a little history lesson on what was going on during that period of time.
Yeah. So what was it about? Consciousness? I've often said about the hippie era, they had, I guess, their hearts in the right place, but they weren't fully engaged mentally, necessarily. And a lot of their facilities or faculties were being altered through the use of illicit drugs, whether it be LSD and other things. Now, cannabis was much weaker relative to the THC content way back when, but that was still a big thing. And you know, my perspective is, do you need to use chemistry to alter, you know, your consciousness? And I believe you can do it without that. Now, I'm not here to be the dictator to say, don't do it, do it only my way. That's not my point. And if I ever get to that way, Super Don will slap me. He has permission to do so. But the idea of peace and love and consciousness and good vibrations, it's a sound one, no pun intended. But it has to be done with consciousness. We can't be naive about that. The implementation of somehow your consciousness is transformed. I still don't recommend you walking down a dark alley, you know, filled with drugs and you know, it's like, you know, that's the kind of thing of, oh, you think Ebola is not deadly, why don't you go dive into a vat of it, right? Because we talk about the law of the terrain versus the germ theory. And my argument is that Ebola is harmless in a healthy body. It's not because it's Ebola that it's so deadly and dangerous. It's because of the weakness in the body of the recipient of the exposed, or maybe it came from within because there's no selenium in the soils in those areas of Ebola. Zero. It's just not there. Without selenium, all kinds of metabolic aberrant activity happens in your body, including bleeding out of your eyeballs in extreme circumstances. Sewage running in the streets. Again, law of the terrain. This is also about consciousness. When you are aware of that, you no longer are in fear of the germ, but that doesn't mean Robert says dive into a vat of Ebola or sewage or pig farm manure. That's stupid. But that's where some people take it when we talk good energy, consciousness, and law of the terrain. So this comes from the blogs at scientificamerican.com of all places. Somebody named Tam Hunt. Is it Tam Hunt or Tammy Hunt? Tam Hunt. And this came back from December of last year, not too long ago. Why are some things apparently conscious and others not? Is a rat conscious? Is a bat, a cockroach, a bacterium, an electron? And this is how it starts. It's an intriguing start to an article. I think when you ask those questions, I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued to go further. She says, these questions are all aspects of the ancient mind-body problem, which has resisted a generally satisfying conclusion for thousands of years. And she's referencing a book called The Conscious Mind in Search of a Fundamental Theory by David Chalmers, okay, New York University philosopher. By the way, NYU, that's where I came onto this planet, interestingly enough. So the question about the hippie, Super Don, is it, did they know something that we could get something from even today, 40, 50 years later? What do you take the goodness from hippies? Is there anything? Or is it, you know, just the hippies, they're all commie, right?
Other than the fact that they're cool to hang out with, look, was there something going on there? One of the things in that, and I almost hate to say the hippie movement, because it wasn't like all hippies were the same either. There were just some people that just liked the music, and they liked to, you know, smoke weed, and the whole liberation of things and breaking down social constructs and stuff. I get that. But there were other people, though, that really got into the expanding your mind thing, right? This is where the LSD movement came out.
Sure.
And it was huge. And it was, an expanding, and it was reflected in the music, too.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the music, holy cow, Ben. Mm-hmm. You could just tell that there was that influence there. So, yeah, trying to make connections, in your mind and understand, coming up with understandings of things that maybe like the average person just couldn't even conceive, mm-hmm. where, the mind-body connection and the universe and energy and stuff like that. That's where a lot of these other movements came out with this, the energy healing was big and, mm-hmm. things of that nature that a lot of people will dismiss, right? They'll just be like, oh, you guys are a bunch of crazy people, It's like, what the heck are you even talking about? Hugging rocks, because it's going to, and trees and stuff, like that. I think there's something to it. There's definitely something to it. But it's very hard to wrap your head around sometimes.
I liken it to the search for, if we call it a search for, divine love. Love without end, love without condition, full acceptance, right? And I don't mean to discard discrimination in terms of our ability to navigate the earth cabin and not perish by, walking off of a cliff under the influence of LSD, for instance. But the idea that we would somehow resonate with this love consciousness, I don't think it's a hippie thing, although when you speak in these terms, it's easy to dismiss, oh, that's Robert being a hippie again. Yes, all my long hair, you see it. But this article is interesting. It said, we agree that vibrations, resonance, are the key mechanism behind human consciousness. And even animal consciousness more generally. And, this is something that was taboo in the scientific realm to talk about. You don't talk about that, right? That's not verifiable. You can't. That's energy. That's, but that's, again, the argument against homeopathy. The argument against what Karma Singh was talking about, quantum entanglement. Even though quantum physics is one of the sciences, gets into, the energetics of life itself and the fact that, what would we say about energy? Not necessarily visible. Sometimes it is. But if you stick your finger into a light socket, you'll find out that which you can't normally see will have an impact on matter, right? So the question is, what do you want to be enveloped in, if you will, in terms of energy? Are you drawn to people that are angry and hateful and spiteful and, And a lot of times people will lose their minds in those groups, right? They're angry with us who believe that vaccines may not be manna from heaven. That's a subtle understatement. Why? Well, they feel perhaps threatened and challenged about their belief system. Even though I don't argue that you are not allowed to believe that, right? You believe what you want. Just don't use that belief system as a battering ram to violate my functional individual liberty granted to me by a creator that's far beyond government. So we begin to, like I mentioned earlier, Ron Paul people are good people. If somebody says they were a fan, they were into the Ron Paul, I'm like, okay, I know a lot about you from that. Now, that doesn't mean I give up all rightful discrimination, like I got to get to know you. But their actions, their behaviors will then speak louder than even I'm a Ron Paul kind of guy, right? As my new friend Corey comes by yesterday on the weekend, just hangs out. We just troubleshoot and we figure this thing out. Then brings me a piece of equipment and we solve it. That stuff. There's resonant energy there. You sense it, you move with it, you go with it, and it's like there was an equal exchange. It felt really good. I think we were both uplifted from the interaction. I mean, he referenced that as well. And I think all life can work that way, but we are deceived all the time by those who want to divide us. They conquer through division, right? Hegelian dialectic play. You can't hang out with that guy or that gal. She doesn't believe what you believe. But bringing the Ron Paul example, and Super Don, I know you love this, he found a way, 99% of the disagreement with a guy, but that 1% area of agreement, he found a way to work with that guy. Like, dude, is that not, I would say, godly, in a sense, not to determine, Ron Paul's not a god, that's not what I'm saying, but in terms of what you might perceive to be you know, a loving interaction to find common points of interest and work together where you find those common areas. This
very
consciousness
true.
To me.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going with this, Super D. I know people want to go hippie, but I'm like, dude, you know when you walk into a room, whether you have resonant energies or discordant energies, you can feel it. It's palpable. And that's why we talk about energy and frequencies with the Echo Water now. This is amazing to alter your physicality by altering, as Karma Singh mentioned and Bruce Lipton talks about, you're changing your belief systems. Transformation happens via belief. That's non-physical, but it manifests differently because if you believe different truly, you're going to live differently. And that's going to impact on manifestation in your life. And how do you want to live? Do you want to live in fear of the pro-vaccine cultists, or do you want to out-create them by dissipating the energy that they have? By withdrawing consent from those who would deceive you and enslave you, conquer through division. I don't know. That's where I went today, Super Don. That's where I went. That's where I'm going. That's where we're going, I think.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Yeah. How about that? Little hippie in me? Do you have a little hippie in you? Don't go there.
Oh, boy.
Don't go there. Oh, yeah, I know. That's funny. All right, y'all. Don't laugh. No laughing allowed on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's all serious. Until the junk food arrives. Yes, junk food has gone up. I don't know if in price, but certainly in interest. Where and why? We're going to get to that. I think it's today's moment of dust. Stand by. RobertScottBell.com.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
All right, all y'all hippies out there. Are you digging it? I am. We're having a good time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First broadcast of our broadcast week. We got 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So Monday through Friday, if you're not sure how to listen, go to robertscottbell.com. And you can plug in there live or archived. We have radio stations across the country picking us up through GCN, GCNlive.com. Appreciate that so much. And if you can't get enough on that one day of the week, again, you got five additional opportunities. Super Don, there are upcoming events. The World Tour, the Robert Scott Bell Show World Tour is on, and some of these things come to you through webinars. So what do we got coming up in the tab that says upcoming events?
All right, robertscottbell.com, upcoming events page. Coming up on Monday, the Thyroid Reset Summit starts. So if you haven't signed up for that, you want to get in on that before it starts on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a perimenopause summit that's coming up on March 18th. You are going to be, dude, I'm so envious. You're going to be in Denver, Colorado on March 29th and 30th for the NoCo Hemp Expo.
NoCo Hemp Expo.
Yes.
And this is where we don't do this. That's not it. It's CBD. It's hemp. It's industrial stuff. Just so you know, so y'all can bring the kids. I think you can bring the kids because it's not about getting high. It's about the hemp, industrial hemp, and CBD.
Hemp professionals, yes. And then in April, you're going to be in Toronto, Canada for Total Health. If you want to get plugged into the Chronic Lyme Disease Summit, that comes up in April as well. Then in May, you'll be at Autism One. In Chicago. And then, of course, we cannot forget something you need to get plugged into if you possibly can, the Advanced Medicine Conference, Saturday, May 25th and Sunday, May 26th at the Pasadena Convention Center.
Indeed, and you've got $50 discount tickets, $100 early bird VIP tickets. You get discounts, but you got to sign up. Jump on it, folks. It's going to be here before you know it, Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena, California. That's Los Angeles area. Look forward to seeing y'all there. All right, we've got to wrap up this show. Before we do, though, we got to take it into the scientific realm to find out what happens when, you know, 1 + 1 = what? It's kind of one of those things where you're like, really? You didn't know this was coming? Yeah, we know it now. It's time for, let's see, today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your name?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by, you can't smoke a Twinkie, but you could sure eat a dozen of them if you're high. This is great. Junk food purchases increase after recreational marijuana legalization. Weren't we predicting that? Wasn't that something we said? I mean, of all the bad things that were going to happen, the biggest concern I had was that we're going to eat junk food, lots of junk food.
Yes, we conducted a double-blind placebo-controlled study. No, actually, we just used some common sense.
Right.
And when they started legalizing cannabis for recreational use, it was just kind of like, look, if you either have ever smoked weed before or know anybody who does, or have watched any Cheech and Chong movie, then you know that the munchies are something that goes along with that. People do eat junk food. It's just common sense. Now, there was a little bit of a speed bump in that hypothesis a year or two ago when they came out with a study, and they showed that one of the most healthy and fit places in the country was in Denver, Colorado. And it was kind of like, wait a minute.
All right.
How does that happen?
At Party
because
Central.
Everybody's smoking weed. But, you know, look, apparently there it was a little bit of an anomaly. But in general, apparently a study was done from an economist at University of Connecticut, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And he found a link. Mm-hmm. He found a link between recreational marijuana legalization and the increased consumption of certain high-calorie foods. So I think this guy should get the Nobel Prize because this is an amazing conclusion that he's come to here.
Right. You know, cookies, chips, ice cream,
from
grocery, convenience, drug, mass distribution stores in more than 2,000 counties in the U.S. over a 10-year period. So they really had a long history to find out, yes, there was an uptick in purchasing of these junk foods. So if you want to argue that weed is dangerous for your health, it isn't the weed itself, it's what it causes you to eat. And so I'm encouraging all you Grateful Deadheads to choose organic non-GMO snacks, hopefully whole food variety instead of the refined variety, and make sure you maintain that balanced intake, because all the weed in the world doesn't counteract all the Twinkies in the world. In fact, it might contribute to more of their consumption. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Thank y'all for being here. Thank you to Karma Singh. Thank you to Don on the board. Thank you, Super Don. Remember, y'all, we'll be back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.